on the POW and MIA issue, I told you that Mike had been injured in a very, very badly injured in a car accident, really about a year and a half ago, and he's not been well. Well, Mike died. I believe it was last Friday. I just got the word on that a day or so ago. And please say a prayer for Mike and his family. Mike was a real good man, and it's kind of ironic that he should die in this critical time. No conspiracy involved here, folks. It just so happens that Mike is gone. But it's ironic because he was probably one of the best experts anywhere on the corruption of John McCain and John McCain's wheeling and dealing and behind-the-scenes intrigues involving the POWs and the MIAs. And it's a real loss that we don't have Mike with us. Fortunately, we have a lot of his written record, and we'll be able to bring you that in American Free Press. So God bless Mike Blair. Good man. Real loss, a real nice fellow. Very, very nice fellow. You know, we worked with Mike for many, many years, and, you know, to this day, I cannot remember if I ever actually even met Mike once. Talked to him many times on the phone, but he never worked out of either the Spotlight or American Free Press office, but just a real nice fellow to talk to. Anyway, Mike Blair is gone. I must say that I have gotten very much behind in my email and in my correspondence. I've received several letters, very interesting letters from some of our readers or some of our listeners, and I've received quite a few emails in the last couple weeks, but I've been tied up with a lot of various projects aside from my day-to-day work for American Free Press, so I am a little bit behind in the email, so please forgive me for that. I will get around to answering it one way or the other. Hopefully, I'll get a chance over the weekend, so please be patient. One quick item on the Obama-Clinton struggle in the Democratic Party. It seems to be working out just pretty much along the lines of the way I've been suggesting for a long, long time. Quite a few important primaries remain to be seen, but I'm going to mention just for the record that finally Eleanor Clift, one of the key establishment commentators, is now saying that perhaps the Democratic Party will turn to Al Gore if there is a Clinton-Obama deadlock. And as I've said from the beginning, I don't think that the Jewish power interests particularly like either Obama, who they have been financing, but they've been financing him, I think, to undermine Hillary Clinton, who they don't like either. And I think ultimately we are going to be given a choice between Al Gore and John McCain, neither of whom is a particularly delectable choice. But be that as it may, that's that for now. Well, we are going to have a very interesting show tonight, and our guests are going to be Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, the survivor of the USS Liberty, who is familiar to you from his appearances on this show and from his very eloquent writings that have appeared many, many places on the Internet in the last several weeks. We're not going to be talking about the USS Liberty per se, though, folks. We're going to be talking about something just as disturbing, but far more up-to-date. So stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, Michael Collins Piper here. Before I went to the break, I made the remark, this is going to be quite a show. Well, I don't like to refer to this forum, this program, as a show, because a show implies that it's some sort of entertainment, that we're here to entertain you. No, we're not here to entertain, we're here to inform. And our subject matter tonight is very serious subject matter. And with that having been said, I will just proceed to give you kind of a quick background on this. Now, of course, you all know, if you don't know, you should know about the attack on the USS Liberty by the Israelis on June 7th, 1967. And as I say, one of our guests here tonight is Phil Turney, along with my colleague from American Free Press, Mark Glenn. Now, as you know, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, both Phil and Mark are going to debut a program here on this network from 10 to 12 Central Time every Saturday. It's going to be called the Liberty Hour right here on republicbroadcasting.org, and I'm very, very proud that RBN is sponsoring this program. Thanks to John and Sandra Statmiller for putting this program on the air. Part of the interest in the Liberty, of course, stems from the fact that Phil Turney and the survivors of the USS Liberty continue to demand justice. They continue to demand that the media tells what really happened to them on June 7th, 1967, and furthermore, how the mass media in this country, along with people in our own government, have continued to try to cover up what really happened. Recently, Phil wrote an article that was published in American Free Press and which has been published all over the Internet talking about the events of about some of his experiences aboard the USS Liberty. And that inspired the interest of a foreign film producer, independent of Hollywood, who would like to make a major production about the USS Liberty. That's good news. We don't know if the film will ever be made, of course, folks. They're big projects and so forth. But the fact is, as I said the other night on this program, the USS Liberty and the circumstances surrounding it, it's not going to go away. And there are many, many people who want to silence the survivors of the Liberty, who want to keep the story about the Liberty under wraps. And, you know, we, of course, always hear that as long as the Holocaust survivors are around, we will continue to hear about the Holocaust. Well, that was a Holocaust there on June 7th, 1967. And thank God Phil Turney and the other guys on the Liberty continue to speak out, and Mark Glenn has worked very closely with them. Now, some months ago, after the USS Liberty survivors had a convention here in Washington, there was a gentleman who was working with the survivors, who was not a survivor, who was providing some very high-level, in-depth, top-secret, classified information to Mark Glenn, and he died in a car accident after leaving the USS Liberty survivors meeting. Now, to the best of our knowledge, that car accident was just that, an accident. We don't know that he was murdered. But, you know, this character, Eric Hufschmidt, posted something on the Internet suggesting that because Mark Glenn and I talked about the death of this gentleman, whose name escapes me at the moment, it's Richard somebody or another. Mark can fill us in when he comes aboard. But Hufschmidt implied that Mark and I were trying to scare the USS Liberty survivors out of speaking out further. Well, of course, that's absolute nonsense. Mark was working with the USS Liberty survivors as he is today. Well, this morning, I got a call from Mark Glenn, and we are going to go right to them in a moment, but I'm just setting this all up. I got a call from Mark Glenn, and he was very concerned because he and I had talked yesterday, and then I didn't appear on the show last night. I actually got tied up at the AFP office and missed the timing for the show. But Mark was a little bit concerned about my safety. He wondered maybe if something had happened to me. And the reason why Mark was concerned about my safety is because in the last 2 or 3 weeks, there have been some strange incidents that have happened to Phil Turney. And immediately I said to Mark, I said, well, you know, we've got to get you and Phil on the show to talk about this. And so that's what we're going to do here. I've probably talked too long, but I wanted to just lay the background out for everybody here tonight. So, Phil and Mark, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I appreciate being on your show again very much. Thank you for the courtesy.
Yeah, Phil, I guess probably the best thing, we have a break coming up in about 6 minutes. I think the best thing here is if you want to just start out, or I don't know whether you or Mark want to start out here, probably you should start out and just explain what has been happening to you in the last several weeks.
Michael, in the last several weeks, let's go back a few weeks before that. A truck I own, all the lug nuts come off my front wheel of my truck, right front. It totaled the truck, and I was doing probably 65, 70 down the highway when I felt it, you know, something wasn't right and pulled over. My son was in the truck with me, by the way, and then we went about 20 more feet, and the wheel fell off, and it totaled the truck. It was just a 1996 truck, but it was a cherry truck. But anyway, and then about a week ago, the same thing happened. This is on another truck I own. All the lug nuts come off, and the wheel falls off.
Okay, were you driving it at the time when it happened, or?
I wasn't, and I don't want to say who was because.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was. If it would have happened going the same speed, I mean, there's no telling what could have happened.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's dangerous any time you have any kind of even a blowout is bad enough. But the lug nuts came off several weeks ago on one truck, caused you to wreck, totaling the truck, and then, just a couple weeks later, it happened again. And this time, fortunately, there wasn't the damage, but nonetheless, right off the bat, I would have to say that's quite a remarkable coincidence.
Well, absolutely. Do you know anybody that that's ever happened to you before, that the two wheels fall off two different vehicles?
No. I mean, in fact, you know, I don't even know. I mean, I've never owned a vehicle in my life, fortunately or unfortunately. But it's kind of peculiar to me, knowing what little I do know about vehicles, that all of the lug nuts should just happen to be loose enough that they should come off one truck, and then just several weeks later, the same thing happens. I mean, you know, I can see one lug nut coming loose.
Or three of them, even.
Yeah, but all of them, something sounds a little funny there.
Absolutely. And then yesterday, another incident is on another truck I have. All the tires around the whole truck were inflated or deflated into half full of their capacity. And it just so happens that, you know, we use that truck quite often to go down the boulevard, and my daughter noticed it, and she says, "Dad, your tires are all flat." So I took it down and I filled them all up, and they were all exactly 40 pounds out of air. I mean, each tire. There's something going on here. That
yeah. Now,
isn't
and let
right.
me just let me just interrupt again and just say that isn't it just an interesting coincidence that the third time within roughly about 3 weeks you've had some strange things happening to your vehicles, and then another strange coincidence that not just one of your tires is deflated, but all of your tires are deflated to the same extent. I mean, I guess those who would say we're conspiracy theorists would say that this was all of this is just a strange coincidence. But what's your reaction to it? What's the reaction to your, what did your mechanics have to say about it?
Well, my mechanic told me that he's never heard of it or seen of it before, that two tires off two different trucks would ever come off in the same person ever. I mean, do you know anybody that's ever happened to?
No, again, see, I mean, even once, I mean, I'm not sure that I'm even familiar with anybody that I've ever heard of, I mean, that I've never known that's happened to them, although I have heard, and I will say this for the record, I have heard about people who were victims of attempted murder who things like that happened to them.
Yeah.
I've heard about people trying to kill other people that's happened to them. But, you know, this thing with the tires all being deflated to the same degree is kind of interesting, because that would imply to me that someone wanted to make your truck appear to be on the same level. If they had deflated one tire, it might have gone down a little bit in the front or in the back, or if they'd inflated one on one side and one on the other, it would have still looked kind of funny. But this way, it sounds like someone very carefully went to a lot of trouble to make it as little noticeable as possible.
Absolutely. And when you're going down the boulevard, you know, 65, 70, 75 miles an hour with deflated tires, you're just asking for trouble.
Well, that's right. And you weren't asking for trouble by deliberately deflating them yourself.
No.
Nor did your mechanics do it. So I think with that setup, folks, you've already heard what appears to be a very interesting story. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have aboard with us Bill Turney, USS Navy survivor of the USS Liberty, U.S. Navy survivor of the USS Liberty, should say, and Mark Glenn, who has been working with Bill, and they are going to be hosting their own program, the Liberty Hour, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time, 10 to 12 Central Time, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time right here in RBN beginning Saturday after this coming Saturday, I should say. Well, Phil Turney has had some strange incidents happen to his vehicles, and Phil, before we went to the break, you were telling us that all 4 of your tires had been deflated to the same degree. Now, you know, I don't know that much about vehicles. I don't know that much about automobiles, although I come from a long line of engineers and mechanics, but there's one thing I do know, that even if there's damage of some sort to one tire, even if one tire somehow gets deflated, that tire is not connected to any of the other tires. So therefore, what happened to your car, your truck, had to have been done deliberately. Somebody went to each of your tires and deflated them. Would you agree with my conclusion, as unmechanical as I am?
Absolutely, Michael. Your conclusion is right on. I mean, there's absolutely no way in the world something like that could happen. I mean, of course it was intentional. It was intentional because of the shows like yours and other shows and the American Free Press and the press we're getting all over the country, all over the world, about what Israel's doing to this country, and they're not real happy with what I've got to say, but you know, they didn't kill me 40 years ago. They might get me tomorrow, but I guarantee you that I'm not going to give up this fight, and they can go after me all they want. They went after me in 1988. I did an article in Colorado, in Fort Collins, Colorado, one of the largest papers in the state of Colorado. And it was on the front page, and I got hate mail, and I got emails, and I got this and that and the other, and then they even threatened my daughter if I didn't shut my mouth.
Phil, I said to Mark when we were talking earlier today, and I have said this time and again on this show, that during the last several years with this war in Iraq, the constant refrain, the constant mantra has been support our troops. But the only troops that I don't see the powerful people in this country coming to the support of are those troops who were aboard the USS Liberty. Rather, I see just the opposite, a lack of support, and now it appears as though, at least in your case, that you are one of the more outspoken survivors of the USS Liberty in recent years, although a lot of the other fellows have been outspoken themselves. I see here just something a little bit more than that, something over the line, and I said to Mark, I said, you know, in my experience, I've always felt that whether there have been threats against me or threats against other people, I think the thing to do is make them public. A lot of people are afraid to come on the air or to write about some incidents like this because they're afraid they'll be accused of paranoia. You know, this isn't something, though, like you're getting strange phone calls or even that you're getting hate mail. These things that have been done to you are nothing less than attempts on your life, because in each case you could have died, or a member of your family or a friend who might have been driving your vehicle could have died. So that's why I said to Mark, we need to take this public. We need to put it out there and just let the people know who are doing this, that we know what they're doing, and that you're not going to be intimidated and I'm not going to be intimidated, and nobody else who really cares about the truth is going to be intimidated.
No, if we don't respond to this, we're not going to be able to take back our country. And another shipmate of mine got a letter or email direct from Tel Aviv suggesting that we all should have been killed that day, and it's never too late. And this is a very, very credible person from the Liberty Veterans Association, and he once was a board member. I didn't want to use his name because I don't want to bring any more heartache onto him.
He's right, I understand that. I mean, what's happened to you alone is dramatic enough, and I hate to use the word dramatic because that gives it kind of like a Hollywood type cast, but I don't want to do that because. This is genuinely very disturbing. And, you know, when Mark called, well, Mark, you called me this morning. I think you know how disturbed I was when you told me, and I could see how disturbed you were when you told me this story.
Yeah, well, like I said, Mike, I've known about this thing with Phil now for weeks. He called me, first thing he said, and this was a few weeks ago, he said, has anything happened to your car lately? And I said, what do you mean? He said, have you noticed anybody messing around with your car? And I said, what happened? And then he proceeded to tell me, and I'll fill you in on that after the break.
All right. Yeah, well, we are going to the break, folks. If you want to call in here and talk to Phil Turney or Mark Glenn or even me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making lacking bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Phil Turney and Mark Glenn. You know, thank God for the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you're not going to hear Phil Turney talking about this on ABC or CBS or NBC or anywhere else. And, you know, if it weren't for the good sponsors of RBN, sponsors like Herbal Healer Academy, you wouldn't be able to hear this information. So I want to urge you to go to Herbal Healer Academy's website at herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. They have a huge variety of natural products and a lot of good specials. They also provide you a lot of free information that you can use to bring yourself to better health or maintain the health that you do have now. So please check out our sponsors at herbalhealer.com. That's Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Okay, well, when we went to the break, Mark Glenn was talking about how he heard from Phil Turney, and he kept it under wraps until this morning when he let me know about it. Mark, you were talking. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, like I said, I've known about the two events that have happened recently, but then when Phil called me last night and told me that this latest thing had happened, you know, whatever doubts I had about it being delivered flew out the window, and there were not many doubts to begin with. And so now today I spent the day talking with some different law enforcement agencies and just asking them their professional opinion about this. And the general consensus on the part of these different agencies was, well, it's always possible it could be an accident, but you know, if it were a case that were brought before them, they would have to conclude that there was foul play involved in it.
Yeah, let me interrupt for a second. Let's just separate this and just say it's not Phil Turney. Let's just say it's John Smith. Apologies to any John Smiths out there. A fellow named John Smith discovers that all four lug nuts on one tire have been loosened, okay? And he has an accident, okay? And then a week or so later, something similar happens on yet another of his vehicles. And then several days later, all four tires on one of his trucks are flattened and he has an accident and he gets killed. The police are going to look at this and say, well, this is very suspicious. Did John Smith have any enemies? Because whoever John Smith's enemies are, they are going to be the logical suspects considered by law enforcement to be possibly responsible for this.
That's right. And, you know, interestingly enough, when Phil told me about this second incident that took place a few weeks ago, I called up some of the other Liberty guys and asked them if they had ever had anything like this, anything similar happen to them. And one of them, he said, you know, he said, yeah, something like that did happen to me. He said, I got out of my truck and I noticed that the one side was leaning down lower than the others, and I came over and looked at it, and the tire was ready to fall off. The lug nuts had been loosened, and he said, and I came inside, and I made a phone call to somebody I trust on issues like this, and when I described this thing to this person, the first thing that they asked me was, who wants you dead?
Okay, exactly. Exactly. So the question is, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, who wants Phil Turney dead, or who wants to scare Phil Turney? I mean, you know, this issue of the Liberty can easily come to the fore in this presidential election.
Exactly.
Precisely because of the fact that John McCain is the Republican presidential nominee. John McCain has in the past been somewhat, shall we say, reticent to talk about the USS Liberty, and that's an understatement. He's actually said, oh, it was all a terrible accident. And, of course, we know that Senator John McCain's father, Admiral John Sidney McCain, a fellow man, a fellow Navy man of both Phil Turney and his son, played a major part in the cover of what happened. So, you know, there's a lot of things that could be at work here above and beyond just the general concern on the part of the Israelis. There could be a concern, and I hate to say it, on the part of people in the Republican Party who consider Phil Turney and the other survivors of the USS Liberty someone in Phil's case, people generally, in the case of the Liberty men, who could be a threat to John McCain's presidential candidacy. And we know the dirty tricks and murder have long been part and parcel of the political process. So
sure. And if I can just add one thing, Mike, you know, people would may roll their eyes when they hear you suggest, oh, you know, what kind of threat is Phil Turney going to be able to pose to a creature as big as the U.S. government or the government of Israel? But you know, since Phil began writing these articles, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. In that short amount of time, his articles have been picked up now on over 1,100 websites around the world. Right now, there is an interest in the Liberty issue that I have not seen before since I got involved in this business 14 years ago. And I think that your suggestion that how McCain's presidential nomination or whatnot may play into this, I think, is a very valid point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, our immediate reaction, of course, I mean, I'm sure this was Phil's reaction, your reaction, and my reaction, as well as everybody else's, it was, oh, the Israelis are behind this. Well, Maybe not the Israelis. Maybe, I mean, let's be honest about it. Maybe it's someone in the Republican Party who sees Phil and the survivors of the USS Liberty as people who could be damaging to John McCain's presidential candidacy, as indeed they can be simply by telling the truth. Now, that's pretty frightening. I'll tell you what, fellas, we have two callers here. I'd like to go ahead and bring them up, see what they have to say, and I hope the callers will restrict the comments to the subject of discussion here tonight, generally. Our first caller is Mark from Kentucky. Mark, come on up.
Hi, Mike. You know, it could be also a combination of the two.
Well, yeah, I think that's right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot more despotic things that could done that car than take the lug nuts off those wheels, open them, to cut brake lines, and do things even electronically to actually do things like that, to actually mess up your car while you're on the road. So you have no, so it's kind of like what they're doing right now, it's kind of like the warning shots here. I'd really pay attention to where you put your car, and if you have garage, I would definitely put it inside the garage, make it so that they couldn't get to it, or at least make it a little harder for them to get to it.
Yeah, you know, that's, well, you're right about that, Mark. I without going into any details, I understand that that Phil's basic security is pretty good vis-a-vis that, but, you know, the thing is you can't be constantly looking after it. I'm not downgrading what you're saying. It's just that, like you pointed out, there's many, many other things that could be done to a vehicle. And well, we could speculate on this again and again. So, Mark or Phil, did you have any comments there?
I think your callers are exactly right. I think this is a shot across the bow. And, I think that, it's something I take very important. I worry, about my family. And what could have could not happen, but when you go up against people that will not accept the truth, and we have the truth on our side, and they can't beat us down. The only way they can do is try to scare us to death, or put you in the grave, and that's just exactly the way I feel. If this thing was so easy to resolve, it would have been resolved 40 years ago, and it's not. And our government is as guilty as the government of Israel for the cover-up and what's going on right now in the Middle East, and I will spout that till the day I die. But I don't want to... I'm not going to get over-alarmed. I'm not going to do this, but I am protected. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all Liberty survivors and people as yourself and Mark Glenn, and Mark has been such a inspiration to me. He's just one of those type of guys that, you meet once in a lifetime. And
right.
I was lucky enough to hook up with him and lucky enough to hook up with you, but the whole thing is that we all got to look out for ourselves and tell the truth. That's the truth will set us free.
Yeah, Phil, just for the record, you know, we always assume that everybody knows your story and the story of the USS Liberty, but just for the record, someone out there who might be new to this might be saying, well, why didn't they try to do this to Phil Turney years ago? And the fact is that you and the other fellows aboard the USS Liberty, who fortunately survived, were basically told to keep your mouths shut, and you were, in fact, threatened at that time, and you guys, many of you guys, just kept quiet for many years, but finally it became too much, and only later did you start speaking out about it, and now, more recently, you've gotten a little more prominent as a consequence of the Internet, so that's just a quick explanation for those listeners out there who might be questioning why it just happened now and why it didn't happen in 1968.
Now, am I still on the line, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
I don't know if I know you know my friend and everything over here in Kentucky. His name's Van Lohman.
Yeah, I just found that out the other day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there, He hasn't talked a lot about death threats to him, but have they tried to do things to him, too?
Van has had some strange incidents in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had a few, warnings that I've never really talked about on the air, and I'll talk about them some other time, and I think people will find those of interest, but it's a dangerous world out there. All right,
yes,
Mark, thanks for your call. I want to try to squeeze in our next caller here. We've got Byron calling from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Hi, Mike. Hey, just a couple of things. I had something like that actually happen to me, but did Phil have any of his tires recently changed? You never had them recently changed or had a flat tire or anything done with those on your trucks?
I had my tires recently changed, brand new tires, and we took them in every 50 miles to make sure that the lug nuts and everything were tight. That was a suggestion because they're aluminum rims.
Right.
So we did that for 200 miles, and then they said you're good to go for another 3,000. We'll see.
Okay, that's the point because I had a Ford Bronco years ago. I was going on a trip down to the States, and I can't remember if they were putting on new tires or whatever it was, or if I had a tire deed repaired or whatever it was. But it was on a front tire and on a Bronco. It was a four wheel drive. It had the long axle on it. And I drove probably about half a mile out of town after coming out of the service station, and I felt the front end started wobbling. And it got really nasty, and I stopped, and it had come off. Other than the only thing kept the tire on was the axle, you know, because four-wheel drive had stuck out maybe about 4 inches. And another time on the same vehicle, I had a rear tire. I had them all, you know, changed or... you take the front ones off, put them on the back or whatever, you know. And we were going down Minneapolis. My wife was driving. She's doing about 65 on that interstate. I just kind of started nodding off. The back of the truck fell, and the old tire passed us. And what had happened there, they had over-tightened the lug nuts, and they had busted off from too much stress on them.
You know, Byron, I'm glad you asked that question. I had actually intended to ask Phil a question along those lines, but, you know, I tell you, I could understand that if it happened one time, the first time, but when it happens twice on two different trucks, and then Phil, was this yet even a third truck that you had the problem on?
Yeah, this is three different vehicles.
Okay.
Well, see, that's what, when you told me about the four tires all being down to the same level, same tire pressure, see, that made me more suspicious than, and the lug nuts being loose, because I know the one on the first one where the front tire, it came off, the guy was kind of an idiot that was changing the tires, and he wasn't just doing, he wasn't a real smart guy. He worked at a service station.
Yeah, that's why, you know, if it had happened one time, I think all of us would have probably said, well, these things happened, thank God Phil was all right. But then when it happens again within about 2 weeks and then within roughly the same week, another strange incident, again, involving tires, no less.
Yeah. To me, it almost sounds more like a warning, like, hey, stop what you're doing, than maybe them trying to, were they on, what was it on? Was it the front end of your tires that they came off, or was it the back end?
The first time, it was the front right. The second time, it was the left back. And the third time was old tires half pressure.
All four tires, exactly.
All four of them, exactly the same tire pressure.
Yeah, see, that one there is the one that, you know, really makes me, you know, think there was something up there, you know, with all four tires. Because you don't have four tires go down at the same time and at the same level, you know, unless somebody's intentionally did it. And it sounds like to me, you know, well, you better be careful, but it sounds like, hey, they're warning you. But anyhow, great show, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Byron. Yeah, well, I would just add, just as we go to the break here, that, you know, although we can easily say that, oh, it's just a warning, the fact is, Phil, you wrecked your truck the first time. The truck was totaled. And sometimes people die in accidents from just a little slip of the neck when they lose control of their car, and the car's people die in accidents and their cars aren't even damaged.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God has been very good to me. God has looked out for me, and he's continuing to doing that. But, the people that help us around the world, you guys, Mark, all of you, I beware.
Okay, well, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. We have room. If you want to call in, we can maybe squeeze in one more caller, so you can do it now. We are wrapping up the show in a few minutes here. Stay tuned. Michael Collins Piper with Bill Turney and Mark Glantz.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push all toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org.
U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I know there are naysayers out there who are saying, oh, well, this is just a conspiracy theory. Well, I'm here to tell you folks that what we've heard here tonight are three separate facts, all very closely related, which some people would have us believe are all coincidence. That's your right if you believe they're all coincidences, but I would note that all three of these incidents, these three separate incidents on three separate vehicles within roughly about 3 weeks' time, were all potentially life-threatening, and indeed in the first case, there was actually an accident and the truck that Phil was in was totaled. Now, I put forth a possible theory as to who might be behind this. But that is just the theory. But as I said earlier, you know, when someone's life is threatened and the police start looking into it and they see a pattern, which is what we've seen here, then they look to see who is responsible for it. Okay, Phil, Mark, do you have any closing comments here in the last few minutes?
No, other than to say I'm sorry to hear about Mike Blair, Mike. You know, I've told you several times how I came about finding Spotlight and finding your works, and actually Mike Blair was the first person at the Spotlight I ever spoke to. He contacted me over something he had read that I had written. So, and I can hear in your voice that, you know, that this is a loss for you, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was a good man. Mike Blair was a real decent guy. Okay, well, Phil, I appreciate you coming on the show and talking about this very, very serious matter that really, and it really is just as serious as the attack on the USS Liberty, because, in my opinion, this has been another attempt to destroy you, and I just know that I speak for all of our listeners when I say that I'll be praying for you, and everybody else will be praying for you and all the good guys on the Liberty, and I'm going to wish you and Mark luck with your new broadcast here in RBN. I know a lot of people will be tuning in, and I will myself. So again, Phil, thanks for coming on the show. Any parting shots, so to speak?
Only parting shot is that I can't tell you how much I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on your program and to be associated with Mark Lynn and AFP. It's been my privilege, and I will keep on fighting for the truth, and the truth will prevail. They don't want it to. Our own government doesn't want it to, and certainly Israel doesn't want it to, but I'll tell you what. They shot at us like we were slaughtered lambs. And what type of people would shoot innocent Americans on an undefensive ship?
Supposed allies.
Yeah, allies. Yeah, you bet. And then why would a 7-year-old little boy or little girl or a 3-year-old little boy or girl get a bullet to their head when they're sitting in the playground? Doesn't make sense to me, and if we don't stop it, men of conscience, we're not men at all.
You know, Phil, it's easy for Mark Glenn and I to write about what happened on the USS Liberty, but you lived it, and your experience and what you have done since then to try to rectify things and to bring justice, not just for yourself, really, but for all the men of the Liberty, living and dead, and for all the people in the world whose lives are threatened by these crazy policies that are being carried out. You're an inspiration to all of us, Phil. God bless you.
Thank you, Mike, and I know we're going to be talking again.
All right, Phil. You take care of yourself.
We'll get you on the show and get you fired up.
We'll be there. All right. Mark, thanks to you also.
Thank you.
All right, folks, you heard it. Make your own final judgment for yourself, but I find it hard to believe that your final judgment on this matter can be anything but what mine is, and what I think is also that of Phil Turney and Mark Glenn. Pretty scary program here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.